I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar, superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, I dropped my live reaction to Buzz Rothfield's top 50 players the other day, and I really stressed that I don't want to make you guys listen to 15 minutes of me bagging Buzz Rothfield, so I tried to avoid it as much as I could. I think you can hear it anywhere else. You can read it anywhere else you want to go. It's not hard to find, but there was a few guys that I mentioned at the end of it. I think I touched on Sean Johnson and Tohu Harris, who I thought were really unlucky to make it, and I'll tell you what, there was one guy that I didn't even realise wasn't in it, and I can't believe I didn't realise it at the time, so apologies to Payne Haas, but I didn't even notice he wasn't in it. And people messaged me after going, how on earth weren't you shocked he was there? And, mate, I am shocked. I can't believe I didn't notice he wasn't there. And, you know, I had a look at his stats, and I thought, you know what? Yes, he was in a dog shit team. They went awful, but he definitely wasn't the problem. There's not a hope in hell he was the problem. And I had a look at his stats and I thought, wow, if this guy isn't a top 50 player in our game, I'll give it away. And I had a look at the guys that are in the top 50, and there's a couple of front rowers that I would rather have Payne Haas in over him. Now, obviously, Buzz, he did this after a few days after Origin 3, so maybe that was fresh in his mind. But, and, you know, Haas obviously didn't perform in Payne 3 in Game 3. I thought he was pretty average. Game 2, he was sensational. And I was wondering if Buzz did this a few days after Game 2, if it would have been a little bit different. Because Game 3, yeah, I'm about to defend Payne Haas, but he was pretty average in that game. I was really disappointed with him. And I sort of looked at his stats and I thought, this is unbelievable. I can't believe he's missed this top 50. And then I thought, geez, I wonder where he had him last year. Because I sort of thought he was better last year, to be honest with you. He played less games, but I thought he was just so lethal last year. So then I had a look on the internet. I searched through. I found his 2019 list, and Payne Haas wasn't on that one either. So to be honest with you, I'm starting to think that old mate Buzz, he's probably got something against Payne Haas rather than him not being worthy of making the top 50. It shocks me that he didn't make it either year. And I was having to look through his stats because then I thought, Jesus, how on earth did he miss the 2019 top 50? I thought he was sensational in 2019. And, you know, the stats say that he didn't get much worse in 2020. Dare I say he got better? I mean, I was looking at his average run meters. So in 2019, his average run meters was 185 meters per game. It dropped to 175 meters per game. So Payne Haas, what, he takes 15, 16 hit-ups a game for the Broncos normally, you know, sometimes more. So that equates to about half a meter less than what he was doing the year before. But interestingly, post-contact meters, in 2019, he was going for 70 post-contact meters. In 2020, he was going for 80. So he upped that by 10. But he downgraded his overall meters by 10, which, you know, try and work that one out for me. But for me, being a front rower in the modern game, post-contact meters, they're so important. And if you can add 10 to your game, if you're going for 80 post-contact meters a game, you're a front rower. The bloke didn't even score any tries last in 2020. It's not like he made any huge line breaks that helped his, you know, it's not like he's a winger that breaks tackles and then runs for 40 metres. Payne Haas barely made any line breaks last year. He scored one try in the last game off a kick. Outside of that, there was not many line breaks. And for him to get 80.5, his team was on the back foot the entire season. He was the only one that provided any spark whatsoever, I thought. So starting to think this is just buzz. Maybe he's got a bit of an agenda against Payne Haas. I'm not sure. Maybe there's other guys he likes more. I'm not sure. But it has surprised me that Payne Haas isn't in this. And then I looked at his tackles. And, I mean, he made more tackles in 2020 than he did in 2019. And that's no huge shock because the Brisbane Broncos had no ball in 2020. Of course, he made more tackles. But he also missed less tackles, which I thought was really impressive from Payne Haas. And I know stats aren't everything, and I quite often say to people, don't just read me stats and have an argument. But, mate, when I watched Payne Haas play this year, the eye test didn't tell me he got worse than last year. The eye test definitely didn't tell me that he's not a top 50 player. I definitely thought he was a top 50 player in 2019 and 2020. I mean, he had 10 more offloads in 2020 than he did in 2019. All of his stats for me are trending up. The eye test didn't show me that he went down. All that went down was his team's performance. And I'm not sure if you can pin that on Payne Haas. I mean, we watched Darius Boyd and whoever else was playing fullback during the season. It looked like an absolute shit fight. The halves, mate, the halves were trying to work themselves out. They couldn't find themselves in a mirror last year. And the poor old forwards, you know, they're just doing their best. And Payne Haas is leading him. He's 21 years old. He's a young fella. He had this, you know, the season from hell this year. I mean, COVID, it made life tough on everyone. He lost his brother. It was just a tough season, being the age he's at. He came in 2019. There was all this hype. Everyone spoke about him all year. 2020 comes around, and all of a sudden, he's meant to be the guy to turn this entire team around. He's playing his 40th game of first grade. He's doing incredible stuff as it is. He's doing stats that, you know, if another guy that's a bench forward in another team came out and did this 3 weeks in a row, you'd be saying, oh, is he going to be picked for Origin soon? Payne Haas played incredibly well the last 2 years. I think it's really rough by Buzz not to have him in his side, in his top 50, sorry. I don't know if he's forgotten about him. I don't know what the go is, but to forget a guy like Payne Haas 2 years in a row, I'm starting to think there's a little more to it, to be honest with you. And I don't think you can pin what happened to the Broncos in 2020 on Payne Haas. And that's the only way I can sort of think why Buzz has left him out of this. And I mean, I don't know how you could possibly plan it on Payne Haas. He's been sensational. If you take him out of that Broncos side, I think they get a million times worse. Really surprised me. I think Payne Haas has been sensational in a brutally tough situation. Obviously, Origin 3, he didn't perform like we would have hoped. Origin 2, he was sensational. Being left out of this top 50, I don't know if players even look at it. I don't know if Payne Haas would even bother reading it, but if he does see he's not in that top 50, I think it'll really inspire him next year. If it is something that he cares about, I think it could be really great for him. I hope that he gets in there next year. If he does the same thing, if he puts up the same stats next year and Buzz leaves him out, I'm sorry, but there's some sort of an agenda there. He's a top 50 player in our game without a doubt.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.